All right.
Ready to go.
Oh, not doing the guest, our guest man's cameo intro?
All right.
Wait a minute now. Remember, this is the Jimmy Doan Show. And this is Jimmy Doan, so we got a good friend.
Hey, Jimmy, welcome back.
That's right, finally, after what has been almost 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to talk about, a lot of new stuff and so forth. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big news in the erectile dysfunction department. I do want to say hello. I'm going to go through a little bit. Say we have some unique listeners this time. I want to say hello to that. And I did want to mention...
Where are they from?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
And I also wanted to mention, which I mentioned the last show about K-Fest, my geek thing that I went through. That was kind of cute. And the Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
We need to go see that. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to go see that. Anyway, this is the end of July. We're right at the end of July and getting ready to cruise into August. Hot, hot, hot here in Gainesville, Florida. Although we have had, fortunately, we've got some good rain finally. We're out of our drought season, it looks like. But we have a special crowd here tonight. It's going to change a little bit, I think, as
the
night progresses. Because I think Jack Rhodes is running a little late. But we do have, sitting in...
Our
Washington correspondent, EJ.
Live in the city.
That's right, from the chocolatier from Washington. God love
Woo-hoo!
You. And Counselor Curtis, we got legal questions tonight.
Okay.
No, we have serious legal questions tonight. And our engineer, Eric.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, which we've got something. And I've got my pizza right here, but I'll munch on that. Let me just run through real quick here some of the last. This is very interesting. I thought there's number one. Of course, we're always number one when you look for libertarian podcasts, for obviously. Even though Jimmy Doan obviously comes up number one on Google, we're talking about here. Interestingly enough, one of my people that I used to listen to a lot, don't listen to him so much anymore because he's gotten into psychological and dream analysis and so forth, is Stefan Molyneux up at Free Domain Radio up in Canada. And interesting, if you look for Stefan Molyneux, we're number one on his list.
All right!
He comes up, Jimmy Doan Show.
Cool.
I thought that was interesting. So, and there's Podcasting World. We come up there fairly regularly. We have new listeners from Spain. Hola.
Buenos.
Buenos Podcast in Espanol in Spain. Denmark, of course. Alligator Attacks was one of the... We're coming up number one on Alligator Attacks.
Hail Rasmussen.
And Podcast Pussy. Podcast Alley, we're number one on that from Canada in Nova Scotia. That I thought was interesting. France, et bonjour, comment ça va? Sweden, hey, gubbe, ya talarita svenska, as always. We have some Swedish. One of the Swedish places is up way up north in Kiruna, which is like above the Arctic Circle or something. One of the words that got searched on, Canadian woman gets 40 years in prison for drug trafficking in Illinois. That was the search, and we're number one on that.
Cool. Did we cover that story, I hope?
I haven't. Obviously, we're number one, so I don't know. Christopher Hitchens, who's my new favorite author. We come up on that, and extreme hypnosis for some reason. Is that your work?
I know what that's
about. Yeah, we know what that's about.
We know what that cost to advertise in radio. Florida woman, horse, pony, airplane, flight, plane.
Okay.
My search.
That was from Kittrell, North Carolina, which I thought was in that the place of the first air flight. Wouldn't that?
Jimmy, you would know, Jimmy.
Yeah, you would know. I'm sure you were there, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that.
He was cranking that prop.
That's right. Philippines, Brazil, and Colombia. Oh, Colombia, Maryland.
Oh.
Okay, missed that. Okay, good. So we want to say hello to our usual crowd, Murfreesboro and the rest of the crowd, and hello to Hangar Dogs.
Bernie.
Who?
I just said Bernie.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and Bernie. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. I did want to mention one thing that if I did find out something, there's a place called podcastawards.com. And we're not listed there yet. So our listeners may want to trot over there. I think it takes like one vote to get us on there. So if you'll go over there, we can actually get an award. We can win something. We can actually win something.
So woo!
If cool. You vote for us for being the best of some category or whatever. Need to find out about that. Also, got back from K-Fest, which is the geek thing, the Apple IIe right. thing, which I was really excited about.
Were there any geeks there?
I'm telling you. Oh, yes. Well, I was one of them. I fit right in. So it wasn't any big deal, but it was...
If only Al-Qaeda had known they could have wiped out half the brain power in the United States.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Bombing K-Fest.
Yeah, that's right. So it was
20 people.
I got to see. What was interesting, one of the things that happened, I thought it was interesting, we wanted to go out for pizza one night. I wanted to go to Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked it up in the phone book. Turned out it was 5.3 miles or 5 miles away from where we were staying. I was staying at some Catholic Loyola, Ignatius Loyola University. As an atheist, I thought this was cool. Anyway, who wants to go? Nine hands go up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, who's driving? No hands go up. Nobody's there with a car.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to walk. So anyway, finally got somebody to drive, and this guy had showed up in a big, huge green bus, 36 years old, never been touched by human
hands. Like a Partridge Family type bus?
It was. This is something from, literally, this is something that had been used at Woodstock. I mean, it was old at Woodstock. So anyway, and we drove for an hour and a half. And we finally got to the Denny's. It was closed.
Oh, yeah.
And, in fact, when we had left the Ignatius Loyola University, whatever it is, Brockhurst or whatever it's called, it was already closed. Nobody had bothered to check.
So that's brain power.
Yeah, so that was the brain power that was at work at K-Fest. I did get a couple of things out of that. And the only thing before we get started here I did want to mention was about the Simpsons movie. Has anybody seen that yet? No?
Nope.
No.
I will say this, that the advertisements on that thing are phenomenal.
Yeah, the ads are pretty funny.
The ads are remind me of...
Well, for the Burger King, mostly.
The Burger King. Yeah. I mean, well, of course, they're all for Burger King, just
right.
About. And they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal ads. I would guess that they spent as much time on those ads as they did on the... Well, they couldn't have, not as much on the... But they're phenomenal ads. Yeah.
And Homer Simpson Whopper, take 75. Keeps eating them.
Well, how about with Kang and Kodos?
I haven't seen that.
God! No, that's of course. I love Kang and Kodos. Right. They're totally cool.
Kang and his sister Kodos.
I don't watch enough TV. I haven't seen any of them.
Oh well, I don't know. I haven't checked on YouTube to see if they're there yet. But my guess is that if you put them all together, they're almost as long as the movie. Movie grossed $71 million.
Woo!
I mean, not bad. Record for an animated movie.
I was going to say that's
vindicated. They did vindicated, and so that's okay. So let's get started on what we're going to talk about. I'm going to start off with Vic.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick. And this gives new meaning to the word convicted, I think.
Boy, that alleged. Hey, put that boy away.
Get him out of here.
But I want to take a new take on this. I think that this thing has been handled so poorly.
Well, let's give the background.
Okay,
here.
The background is he's been arrested and indicted on federal charges of some kind of animal cruelty thing because of the dog fighting. And apparently the coat rack that they're hanging their hat on is that some of these dogs came from out of state or something. Not that they need that. After Wickard versus Filburn, which we've talked about so many times, they don't need anything. Everything virtually is interstate. So
almost by definition.
By definition. If it's in a state, it's interstate.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so they've indicted the guy. And, of course, obviously pleaded not guilty. And this for dog fighting. This is the dog fighting. And I read the comments. There have been, of course, massive editorials. And a lot of the comments are of the very kind, let's be kind, innocent until proven guilty. I want to hang the son of a bitch up by his scrotum, cut him in half, and feed him to the dogs, and he should burn in hell for longer than eternity. You know, that's, I'm sorry, and I'm a Christian. And so I'm,
those are the light comments?
Those are the light ones. Those are the ones that can be published. I'm not even talking about the ones that can't be published. But, of course, Nike has cut him off, basically. They haven't fired him. They said he's innocent until proven guilty, but they pulled all the ads. Everybody's pulled the ads, and they're pulling back and so forth. I tell you the truth that what gets me about this as much as anything is the phenomenal anthropomorphism, I guess, that goes on here. And the fact that this is a federal charge. I mean, what about the feds? Is there about dog fighting? Number one, these are pit bulls. It is. Everybody says, "Oh, they're cute little doggies." And they're sitting there. I mean, really, they are. It is mind-boggling to see how people come out for the fuzzy, warm and fuzzy, whatever it is. And Michael Vick, he's such a scumbag. Now, of course, he said, and there's no reason not to believe him. The guy, he says, "Well, you know, those were my people, or might have been my peeps, but it wasn't me."
Right.
And so, but he's still being cut off a couple of million bucks a year. Thank you so much, hitting it in the thing. And I would imagine that this would be that John Edwards would be upset about this because that means he can't pay taxes on that money. And I'm not sure where the money. I guess maybe Nike's happy about it because they don't have to pay him. I don't know. But I love this. They call the treatment to the animals inhumane. Well, by definition, they're animals.
It is inhumane.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What's the big deal? They're gonna pull his jersey from all the store shelves. He's not gonna be in the trading cards anymore. Whoever it is, Dahmer or whoever.
Oh man, we gotta get some of those.
Buy him.
No, I'm serious. No. There's a thing here. But the bottom line is the Humane Society of the United States, they've convicted this guy. They have convicted Vic.
Right.
There's no question about it. And I think that the who is it? The Donruss of the people that put out the cards. anyway, they've taken, they're pulling the cards out. So like you say, they're going to be certainly be collector's item. My point is this, and I'm as much as anybody will tell you, Mrs. Jimmy especially was confused on this point. I'm as much as for preserving the animals, whatever it is on, cruelty. I get very, I am physically and mentally on every level repelled about cruelty to animals, but they don't have any rights.
Right.
They don't have any rights. Should be no law. You might hate the guy. You might not buy his jersey. You might not buy his thing. But there is no reason to haul this guy into court.
Yep.
It is simply they don't have any rights. It can be the nicest, warmest, fuzziest dolphin, cute teddy bear, small, don't
fuzzy
bite you.
Dolphin.
That's right.
Whatever. And the Jeffrey Dahmer or the Jack the Ripper comes out and on public TV, YouTube, slashes this person, you know, and then farts on him or something. I don't care what, you know, and it might be the most repulsive thing you'd, but so what?
Yeah. I fart in your general direction.
That's exactly right.
And yeah. This goes back to the Ally McBeal that we watched.
Yes, which is one of the best you've ever seen.
They get down to the end, and the guy puts the glue up on the banister, and he says, it doesn't say in the preamble of the Constitution, we the horses.
No.
It says, we the people. The bottom line is that dogs are property. Any way you slice it, any way you slice them, they're property.
Especially, that's right.
And so he should be able to do what he wants. Now, I have no problem with people pulling endorsements, though.
No.
To me, that's...
The market figures this out.
Exactly.
You don't need a federal law. You don't need a state law. You don't need a city law.
Exactly.
Are you eating your dog sandwich as we speak?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Chinese food over there.
Oh, my God.
As we are. I'm going to... Can you edit that out? I'm starving to death.
That's funny.
But, I mean, I am stunned by this on so many levels that universally, I have not seen what I just said in print anyplace. Universally, he is being roundly condemned and threatened with every... I mean, he's worse than Osama.
Yeah, and today one of his buddies confessed.
Yes, Tony, his buddy.
Oh, really?
Tony,
yeah.
Tony,
yeah, that came out today.
Yep.
And so confessed to... Well, but I'm saying
conspiracy to do all this stuff. Well, I'm with you on this, Jimmy. All I'm saying is he's going down.
I know he's going down. He's going down, and I mean, he's losing millions of dollars. He's going down. He's not going to play anymore. The whole deal. Of course, he's still worth quite a bit. If he's smart, he'll stash it and go to Honduras. He'll fit right in. He's same color and everything.
Come to Rotan.
Michael. Hey, we ought to call this guy up, and maybe he'll help us with the Jimmy retreat.
Retreat.
That's right.
He can set up the dog fighting matches.
I got no problem with that as long as it's can't hear it when I sleep. I don't have a real problem. I mean, again, they don't have any rights. As repulsed as I am by it, and I say that I wouldn't let him do it on my property, but as repulsed as I am by it, I mean, I'm the guy who. Ms. Jimmy, I'll tell you, I screeched to a halt when there was a snake crossing the road and there were some kids beating it. It was a rattlesnake crossing the road coming back from Jacksonville one night. And I'm screaming at the kids and threatening them with mayhem because they're killing this poor snake. I mean, I'm the first one in line to, as far as the animal cruelty business is concerned.
Get over!
Thank you for that. Oh, I wish we had the Cartman laugh.
We do. That's all right. Go ahead. We'll take a quick break here.
We'll take a quick break, yeah.
Because I know who that is.
Okay, that is going to be the Jimmy Doan signature laugh from now on. That is our signature laugh. I love that. So, I mean, Eric, just think about it. All of the Erics that are around here, I just think it is. No, this makes the third one, and I think that we need to have that as the signature Jimmy Doan. Says this Jimmy Doan thing rather than that is hysterical. But anyway, this continuing on, I'm going to switch. There's another article that was out. This is an editorial. Should most pet owners be required to neuter their animals?
Yeah, I saw that one.
This is an editorial.
I mean, no, I saw that one.
Yeah, exactly. Applying it. Apparently, in California, they've withdrawn it, but they're applying a statewide kind of regulations that have already been enacted in some cities. One, they want to issue one litter permits, and they want to require breeders to obtain some kind of intact animal permit or whatever it is. The AKC, of course, says no, because as you would expect, the AKC is to animals what the NRA is to rifles. The deal is that... The way they're going to get any of these laws passed is apparently, is what the federal government does very often, and states and local governments do it as well, they bribe people. In other words, the federal government very often will force the states to do something by saying, we'll pay you.
Or withhold money.
You want your federal highway money, then you'll make the drinking age 47 and the DUI limit 0.0001. And, you know, if you have aftershave, you go to jail.
Right.
That kind of thing. Or else no funds. And so they apparently, this is the same kind of thing they do with the euthanization. But I thought this, here it is interesting. I don't know how many are, but you call it euthanization. This is killing of the dogs, for God's sake.
Yeah, no kidding.
Licensed killing of millions of dogs, or hundreds of thousands of dogs and cats each year across this, but no dog fighting.
Right. No, we'll kill them in 3 days.
Three days. But we'll do it nicely.
Right.
You know?
Humanely.
We'll do it humanely. That's right. As we would kill a human.
Because they're the humane society.
Yeah, that's right.
I call them the inhumane society.
Oh, it's stunning. I mean, again, they're talking about feral cats and this, that. You know, of course, it's always a public safety issue. You know, one of these cats might get rabies and bite somebody, or you know, I don't know what. And of course, here's some more of the article. I love this. It's apparent that in the obesity of our dogs and cats and our increasing spending on veterinary care and gourmet pet food and dietary supplements and everything else that helps them treat as super consumerist equals. I mean, the problem they're having with the neutering business is that there's too many people that care about their animals. And they treat them as kids.
I don't understand what you just said. Their problem is that they're too
what
fat.
They're saying,
dogs are too fat.
What they're saying is they're using this as the... Okay, let me back up a second. If we thought more rationally about our pets, but keeping pets isn't about rationality. When it comes to them, Americans are lost in a seemingly endless act of transference. And it's apparent because they're fat dogs. They spend a lot of money on veterinary care, gourmet pet food,
but
dietary.
So what? I mean, how?
Yeah, of course.
It?
So what? That's my point. My point is that this strays off as often in order to find some kind of justification to neuter their dog. They're saying, well, your dogs are too fat. You spend too much money on gourmet food. There, you know, you buy them too many toys.
The economy is too strong in the dog market area.
Exactly. Right. Anyway, then many owners feel...
It's a rat race.
And they're an endangered species. Okay. They're not, of course. But I love this. Many owners feel a sense of implicit posterity, a kind of family values virtue.
They abuse their children, ignore them, and then transfer all of their love and compassion onto their mutts.
But I love this.
Sense.
But all too often the result is the same. Another cat joins the enormous tribe of feral cats, whose effect on the bird population, mind you, is catastrophic. And another dog...
Not the eagles,
that's right. Or the owls. Yeah, no, that's right. Or the hawks.
I mean,
I think we ought to have a new... I think we could breed up some cat hawks.
Definitely. No, they're there. Trust me, they're there.
I would love to have a picture of some hawk swooping down and carrying off some cat.
I saw a bald eagle...
Oh, that was close.
I saw a bald eagle about a month ago holding off about 18 turkey vultures for something that it was munching on. And the bald eagle was about the size of a turkey. It was huge.
You're right.
And it was bald. And that, too. And it had...
It shows testosterone.
So it was a skinhead.
And a tattoo on his wing.
Have you seen that arrow that they call it's the gobbler guillotine or something like that? And it's like you shoot this arrow, and it's got like a spinning propeller blades, and you can shoot a turkey, and it lops the head right off. It's pretty cool. I saw it on the thing. These guys are down on a turkey blade. He's like,
well, I'll tell you, turkeys, you know,
gobbler
Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national bird,
right? Yeah.
Because they're so smart.
Oh, really?
You know,
these weren't.
Let me tell you something.
These are the birds that drown in the rain.
You cannot imagine how tough it is. When turkey hunters will tell you, they are not easy. They are really cagey animals. You don't get them easily. It's not like you just walk out there. You got to go out there in full-blown camo,
right.
Sound like a turkey, look like a turkey, and be a turkey. Be one with the turkey.
Taste like a turkey.
That's right. But I love this. And another dog finds itself in jail awaiting execution.
Oh, absolutely.
Americans are consumers of pets just as we are consumers of everything else. We expect gratification without responsibility. The only easy pleasure, not the work, the rate at which our dogs are purchased and euthanized in this country is not a sign of our affection for them. It's a sign of our indifference. Anyway, I think this goes with the Michael Vick thing.
It does.
I mean, it's hysterical when you think about On the one hand, right, and then on the other hand, okay.
Good. Okay, well then let's just leave the animals alone. Let's not fix or neuter them, and let's just neuter people. That's what we do. Leave the mutts to take care of themselves.
There's more than one person that would be the tread lightly through the forest in moccasins, but don't leave any mark people are one of those that would like to do. There's more than one person to say, well, it sure would be nice if the population on this planet was less than a billion. I'm thinking, how would you get there? Well, you know,
kill four billion.
Kill all the humans.
Clone Stalin.
That's it. Clone Stalin, I think. That would be...
Kill all humans. Must kill all
humans.
Bender. Bender, wake up!
I was having the most wonderful dream. I think you were in.
So that's... That's it. Okay, how long have we been going here? Do you want to take a break, or do you want to talk about Edwards and the capital gains tax? Edwards, this is to me to switch gears here. Edwards proposes raising capital gains tax. What is astounding to me about this is that the United States, everything that you have, people don't realize what capital is. An electric drill is capital. And it's the difference between, in the old days when you had we wouldn't want to drill a hole, you had like an awl that you turned. No, not even that. EJ is holding up this thing where you had the hand drill where you cranked it on one side and it was geared and it put it. No, even before that, it was a straight edge thing that you had to turn on top of it. That is, it looked like a wine opener. And you turned, that was, then they got to the mechanized thing where you turned it on the side. And now you have, then they had a
regular. Cheap charges.
Yeah. But my point is that today you can buy something to drill holes at 1,000 times faster than you could, you know, 200 years, 100 years ago.
Through steel and diamonds.
Through diamonds and everything else. But that is capital. And the capitalist system has given us all of these things that we take now for granted, totally for granted. I mean, when you look at go down the road and there's a sign that says children ahead. I mean, there are countries where they wouldn't never have a sign, never be able to afford a sign like that.
Anyway, I saw a sign the other day that said, your tax is paid for this sign.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'd say for this project. The same thing. You know?
No, it's like the warning label on the warning label.
Right.
Warning, this warning label may be dangerous. Okay. No, the point is that in a capitalist system with capital, if you tax capital, you get less of it. And that is exactly what has provided us with everything. The greatest expansion of wealth across the board. And here's a guy.
I thought that was credit.
Well, again, somebody had to loan them. There was capital that had that money that got loaned on credit was capital. And in a capitalist system that brings you all to think that you would tax capital in a capitalist is mind boggling. It's bad enough that it's 15%. He wants it to raise it to 28% only on rich people. And those are people that have $200,000 or more.
Well, this is coming from a person that wants to vows to end all bad things by 2011, which our Washington's correspondent was nice enough to bring in this little titty. I love this one. The first thing he's going to eradicate would be curse words and splinters. Okay, that's like the level
this
one.
This is from The Onion.
This is from The Onion.
Okay.
But this is what
I know.
Okay, and anyway, next very bad thing, child abduction, soil erosion, resurgent diseases, malaria, and tuberculosis would end. And then finally, the extremely bad things here on
like
page
his campaign.
Yeah. I thought his haircut.
No, these guys, let me tell you, these guys are out. Dude, this is from literally from over 100 years ago, the early populists of the 1880s and 90s before the Trust Busters and everything like that. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think that this is classic it's mature socialism, take from the rich, give to the poor, and here it is. Edwards' campaign has sought to promote him more as a champion of the poor and the working class than Hillary. I mean, they're having a battle to see who can take more money from the rich, of which they are them, and give to the poor. You can bet that they're not going to suffer any. They want to declare war on offshore tax shelters and put limits on executive compensation. I mean, here's the deal. They want a federal law that will tell an executive how much money they can make at a private company. I mean, it's stunning. It's mind-boggling.
I think Edwards has proven to me that he has no concept of economics at all.
No, zero. I mean, it is phenomenal. And to think that you get along that far, I mean, when you make that much money that fast, when you make $50 million on some suit by channeling a dead kid, and now you're running for president. I mean, let me put it this way: I hope he gets elected. I mean, it would serve us right.
Right.
I won't be here. I mean,
right.
But for the rest of you Jimmy Doan listeners, come on down.
Well, the ones that are in the states.
Yeah, the ones
that,
huh? The
ones that are in the States, other people in other countries we have.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to be dead in hell. Come on down.
No. Come on down to where we're going to be in Central America at our
retreat.
Yeah. But I love this. They want to set up. This is so typical of so many things that people that don't understand. He wants to be able to expand the earned income child credit. And a friend of mine who does tax returns for an HR block said this is the most abused thing that you can imagine. He says he's seen the same kid walk in with 9 different parents, and they say, oh, this is my kid, and they get an earned income tax credit. I mean, it is rife with the most incredible corruption you can imagine, and he wants to expand that. Dependent and setting up a special tax-free savings account of up to $500 a year. Whoa!
Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you, thank you so much, John Edwards. That $500 a year, there's a couple of loaves of bread. And I mean, in a program where the government would match the first $500. So you get $1,000 a year in your savings account.
Woo.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is, and you figure, you know, when you start, if you're 20 years old, you do $1,040,000. That means you might be able to retire with $150,000 in the bank. That'll last you about, in 40 years from now, that will buy you 3 packs of gum and a loaf of bread. So, you know, good deal. He would eliminate taxes on estates. Of course, he wants to do the estate tax thing, which is another, I don't want to get there today. Mr. Edwards' tax plan would generate an extra $50 billion a year that could be used for social programs, like his health care proposal.
It generates money the way that burglary generates money.
No question.
It generates wealth.
No question.
It transfers wealth. Come on.
That's right. But then somebody else, I forget who it is, they're Citizens for Tax Justice, they took Edwards' numbers and recalculated and said, well, it's not exactly you're going to generate an extra $50 billion. Actually, you're going to generate a negative $35 billion. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know who's right on this, but if you got an $85 billion
swing,
well, at least one of these guys, probably both, are totally wrong. And you're still going to pass laws. But, I mean, to me, I think, let me just back up a second. I want to back up to what I said earlier about capital. In a capitalist society, you don't tax capital. It's just that simple. It's what makes everything work. In a subsistence society, you don't have any capital. Capital is what's left over. Capital is what allows one person to do the work of 1,000.
See, it's
that's exactly what capital is. So if you want to take away that ability, what you do is you say your bulldozer, which is capital, we'll chew that up and put it back in the landfill, and we will hire 1,000 people with spoons to do the same work, and that is the anti-capitalist mentality. The fact is the bulldozer is capital, and the bigger the better. The simple fact is if you have a bigger bulldozer that displaces 27 small bulldozers, that's fine. That's capitalism at work. That's capital. And if you tax that, if you say, I don't want that bigger bulldozer because it'll put people out of work, you have destroyed this, what made this country great. And I don't think that that people, generally speaking, realize the power of savings, which is capital, and what savings does. And the other thing is, when you have a rich person, you ask yourself, what does he do with his money? He puts it in the bank. What does the bank do? The bank loans it. It's capital, and the bank loans it out to somebody as an entrepreneur. And even if the entrepreneur squanders the money, it still gets out there. And somebody's going to pick up the ball and do the right thing with it. You don't tax
capital. It's easy to suggest for him that you tax capital because, like you said, it seems to be the money left over. It's just sitting around.
Sitting around,
nothing.
Right. I mean, and it's unearned. I don't know, capital gain, what they look at is something like they call it investing, of course. And, of course, the government loves that word, investing. When the government invests in some boondoggle, they call it investing instead of spending, which, of course, is just raw spending. But when a private person invests money, they say, for instance, let's say you buy 100 shares of MO, say you buy 100 shares of cigarettes, MO, which is Altria now.
Altria.
And let's say it doubles. They say, well, this is unearned. You didn't do anything. You sat on your big fat ass and you doubled your money. We're taking some. Well, I'm sorry. That is just because it happens to work that way. Somehow they get the idea that in order to not be taxed so much, interestingly enough, of course you are, if you go out and dig ditches and make $200,000 a year, you're taxed at a 40% rate. But if you and if you sit back and put your money and you sit back and smoke cigars in your club room and invest $100,000 in MO and then make $100,000, they only tax you at 15%. And as far as the people are, this sounds bad, doesn't it? on its face, this sounds bad. Here's a guy who sweat, blood, everything, made 200,000 digging ditches, the good ditches, they're gourmet ditches. I mean, the designer ditches, because you don't get, generally speaking, you don't get that kind of money. But, and why should that person pay 40% or whatever it is, and the person who sits on his ass smoking a cigar in the club room pay 15%? And they lost what it's all about in a capitalist system. And the simple fact is, when you invest capital to make when you invest savings, let me put it this way, savings are capital. The other thing that people don't realize, and as a corollary to this, is that all money is wages. Money that is, if you save money, I've said this before, you don't, when you pay for a bulldozer, the bulldozer doesn't get the money. It's the people who make the bulldozer. If you save money, people lose jobs. And that's one of the things here locally. I don't know if we're going to talk about it here later, but that's one of the things the governments always talk about when they say, well, we have to cut back. And what the big fear is, of course, one of the reasons they don't cut back is because they're going to have to fire people. And that's anathema to government. It doesn't matter what the government doesn't do. They'll never fire anybody. So I'm kind of done with that. Anything, any addition on that? I want to talk about the butt slappers next.
Butt slappers?
But I'm going to do that after the break. I need some pizza.
All right. No problem.
Yeah.
Cruella. I can name that tune in 3 notes.
Cruella de Vil. That's it.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. Thank you.
At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.